Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Thursday, September 21st, 2023, and the biggest development yet in the ongoing proxy war between the West and Russia has now taken place. Poland has officially announced zero military aid now to Ukraine, when Poland has been the biggest supporter of Ukraine. And the Polish president has been very clear on why this is happening. Ukraine and NATO have completely abused Poland in the last year and a half on a massive scale. And that's really the moral of the story. When you serve the globalists, you're a schmuck. When you work with them in any way, you will be abused, you will be used, you will be punished for being an idiot, for being a servile fool. That's the name of the game. Total betrayal. This is a criminal worldwide operation carried out by the owners of BlackRock, who are seeking to undermine and collapse civilization towards their goal of forced depopulation. That's all coming up in great detail next segment. Then we're going to get into the Attorney General and play some of the clips, Merrick Garland, completely freaking out in front of Congress when their own documents and memos come out that they're persecuting Christians, that they're persecuting Amish, they're persecuting Catholics, traditional Catholics, massively. They're going after, as we all know, parents that peacefully go to school boards and say, we don't want our children taught they're evil because they're white, or taught how pedophilia is good. He started crying, saying he's trying to basically stop another Holocaust, and that his, so his family died in the Holocaust. And so he's got to protect America from extremism by carrying out things that are very closely aligned politically in the strategy of control that the Nazis did, the strategy of fear, the strategy of totalitarianism. We have that massive news. And now, in the case of the persecution of Russell Brand, it has become crystal clear. In fact, Tim Pool made a great point last night when Harrison Smith was on the show, that this is the fastest conspiracy theory he's ever seen come true. That's right. Rumble did not bow down to the British government. Rumble was sent a letter, obviously YouTube was as well, demanding by the British government that Russell Brand, because he's been accused, no criminal charges, guilty until proven guilty, simple accusation. YouTube had demonetized him and is now moving to remove him off the platform. And that's exactly what the British government did. They reached out to Rumble and said, we want you to demonetize slash remove Russell Brand off your platform. And they had all these publications attack Rumble, saying, you know, why do you have Russell Brand there? Why are you allowing him to have free speech? And all this was done in concert with the corporate media. Again, 2 days ago, Rumble sent a letter by the British government demanding that they censor and demonetize slash remove Russell Brand. At the same time, YouTube removed him but didn't really give a reason. And now we know that the corporate press was basically the artillery of the propaganda offensive and attacked Rumble and demanded that Rumble take him off without telling the world that they were working in concert with the British government. And when you look at these different fact-checking organizations and groups, they're all multinational, they're all international. We have the UN, the EU, the WEF, all bragging that they're in control in the Western world, including America and Canada, of the censorship bureaus and systems. So, just like we saw in the weaponization hearings in Congress the last few months, it is intelligence agencies with the different prosecution and federal boards of the UK, the EU, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, literally ganging up and coming in and going after people in concert with media attacks, government demands for people to be silenced, along with false criminal charges and or just unsubstantiated accusations. So this is a total and complete formula. It's absolutely illegal. It is incredible oppression. It is an absolute travesty. We'll be laying that out as well when we come back. But this is massive. We've caught them with their pants down. satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest, most positive development in the nearly two-year war in Ukraine, the massive hybrid or proxy war between the United States, NATO, against Russia, has now taken place. The Polish president has officially come out and said zero military support now to Ukraine and has laid out the reasons. This is extremely good news because, again, this war is leading us towards thermal nuclear conflagration. It's already the middle stages of World War III. It's destroying the world economy. And the crime syndicate that's hijacked America is using the war to launder hundreds of billions of dollars back to themselves that they then use to buy the political process and oppress us. And while our borders completely collapse and our veterans commit suicide at record levels and pedophilia is openly promoted in the schools, the religion of the left is censorship and surveillance and war and control. And polls show upwards of 80% of Americans are against this war, and the polls are turning against them as well across Europe. Pun intended, the polls in Poland, the political analysis, the polls of the Polish people are showing they are now turning against the war rapidly, and they have big elections coming up on October 15th, and so the Polish government knows which way the wind is blowing. So let's go ahead and read this excellent Zero Hedge article that is up on Infowars.com right now. NATO fractures in U-turn. Poland announces it will no longer arm Ukraine. The dam is breaking on unified Western support for Ukraine, and the timing couldn't be worse for Zelensky. Given tomorrow, he's expected to meet with President Biden at the White House on Wednesday evening. There's a monumental news out of Poland, which could potentially change the entire course of the war. Again, this broke last night. This is the live Thursday transmission. Poland will no longer arm Ukraine to focus on its own defense. Polish Prime Minister announced just hours after Warsaw summoned Ukraine's ambassador related to fresh war of words and a spat over blocking grain. According to AFP, Warsaw has throughout more than a year and a half of the Ukraine-Russian war been Kiev's staunchest and most outspoken supporter. With this massive and hugely significant about-face marked the beginning of the end, for peace negotiations and ceding of territory in the Donbass inevitable at this point. In the last 48 hours, relations between Poland and Ukraine quickly spiraled to their lowest point since the Russian invasion, and is directly related to Warsaw leading a handful of EU countries to extend a grain export ban on Ukraine. Amid continuing anger and outrage from Polish farmers who are suffering due to their country being flooded with cheap Ukrainian wheat and a bunch of other corruption I'll get to in a moment. Critically, Poland will hold parliamentary elections on October 15th. The prior atmosphere of enthusiastic pro-Kiev rhetoric has drastically changed. Now, with comparisons likening Ukraine to a drowning man, as the Associated Press explains. Polish leaders have compared Ukraine to a drowning person hurting his helper and threatening to expand a ban on food products from the war-torn country. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky suggested that the EU allies that are prohibiting imports of the nation's grain are helping Russia. Now, Polish officials who are trying to win parliamentary elections next month with the help of farmers' votes are expressing dismay over some of Ukraine's latest moves, including a World Trade Organization complaint over bans on Ukrainian grain from Poland and two other EU countries. In a surprisingly blunt and terse statement given to reporters on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, Polish President said on Tuesday, Ukraine is behaving like a drowning person clinging to anything available. He went on to say, a drowning person is extremely dangerous, capable of pulling you down to the depths, simply drowning the rescuer. Given Ukraine's battlefield losses and it's currently bogged down in failing counteroffensive, the words no doubt had a major sting. But as The Hill notes, the future of the domestic political context in Poland is souring against the war. Public sentiment around the issue, however, has started to deteriorate, putting the ruling party in a difficult position ahead of a close October election. The far-right Confederation Party is hoping to capitalize on the waning support in the country. Now, let's lay out the issue here. Poland has given them, meaning Ukraine, massive amounts of their own weapons stockpile. They've also had Polish soldiers in Ukraine fighting the Russians. At the same time, the EU is trying to flood Poland with Islamic and African refugees. The EU has been trying to sanction Poland because of it. You can see the famous map showing terror attacks around Europe. They're all over the place. Churches being burned by the thousands all over the place. But no terrorism, no churches being burned in Poland because, like Hungary and Romania, they are not putting up with the Islamic and other third world invasion operations of the replacement migration program. But larger than that, the criminal regime in Ukraine, again, isn't just laundering money. They aren't just human trafficking. They aren't just kidnapping children and selling their organs. All this is confirmed. They are absolutely emboldened and believe that they're owed everything. And as you remember last year, Zelensky said, oh, we've got to attack Russia. Russia just fired two missiles into Poland. And then the Poles shot down the missiles and were able to show that they had tail numbers on them that were Ukrainians. So Poland understands they're being sucked into a wider war. They understand that Ukraine is losing. They know that 9 years ago the U.S. government overthrew the elected government of Ukraine, and they understand that this is escalating very, very quickly, and that now Poland has been approached by NATO to build giant weapons factories inside Poland, and NATO is saying this war may last 10 years or longer. So the Polish people are having major second thoughts, and this is an incredibly positive development. The Russians don't want to expand any further into Poland. They just want that region in the east that's always been Russian. They want to be able to control and protect their Black Sea fleet and their only deep water port that they have on the Black Sea that is there in Crimea. And Putin is ready to make the deal. And again, this will massively de-escalate problems. It will end the grain shortages that are hurting Africa and other countries, because again, Ukraine produces about 30% of the grain in the world. And you then have the Polish farmers, who are the biggest bloc in that nation of people that have jobs. It's a major farming country as well. And they are having all this subsidized with Western money, subsidized produce and wheat dumped on them. And then when they complain and say, you're bankrupting us, Zelensky says, you're Russian agents. And so insulting the Poles, who have much bigger beefs historically than the Ukrainians with Russians, and telling that they're Russian agents has angered the Poles. And so this is, again, Zelensky's arrogance. And it's a very, very good sign this is happening. But the people that control the BlackRock interest, the globalist interest, the WEF UN interest, the NATO interest that control Ukraine aren't going to give up easily. And I believe we're going to try to have more false flags, more staged events to try to escalate the war, continue to give heavier and heavier weapons like tanks and F-16s and cruise missiles to the Ukrainians, hoping that as they hit targets inside Russia, they can lure Russia into an expansion of the war and to hitting civilian targets so that there is a pretext to have NATO officially enter the war. And, of course, Russia said it's a red line if NATO accepts Ukraine in to NATO. So we're going to be watching all of this extremely closely as it unfolds. We'll be right back to break down the incredible domestic news and so much more. Please stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Jones. All right, you're about to hear a major Alex Jones was right breaking story. And this isn't about, oh, Alex Jones was right again. It's about understanding why I'm right 95% of the time. That's because our enemies use formulas, playbooks to attack us. And if we know the playbooks, we can recognize the signatures of their operations, and we can educate the general public about it, including the courts and government. We can stop this organized global corporate takeover. So, last Friday, Russell Brand came out and said, there's a big media report coming out on Channel 4 this weekend. It accused me of criminal activity, and what I've been accused of isn't true, but he didn't give specifics. I went on air, as you know, and I said, it's going to be sexual assault. And I said, and then the media is going to come out and attack any platform that has Russell Brand on it, even though it's just accusations with no proof by anonymous people 15, 16 years ago, and then that will be used to deplatform him. And boom, within a few days, that now has happened. But it gets more insane. On Monday and Tuesday, ABC News, NBC News, MSNBC, CNN all attacked me, Tucker Carlson, and others that saw the signature, saw the formula of censorship manipulation, and said, we believe Russell Brand is innocent. That's why there's a statute of limitations. This supposedly happened 16 years ago. He's come out against Big Pharma. He's come out against the war. He's come out against the surveillance state. He's come out against them all. We believe he's innocent. And we got attacked. And we went further. We said, we believe this is being coordinated by governments. Because, again, we could see the media articles. We could see how they were all published at the same time, how they were all written the same. That's not news. That's not journalism. That's propaganda. That's advertisement. That's prepackaged PR operations. Because I've been through it. Tucker's been through it. Trump's been through it. The American people have been through it. You're all being demonized every day as a group of horrible people. So we know what we're looking at. Well, then it broke yesterday that Rumble got a letter from the British government saying, we want you to demonetize slash take Russell Brand off the air simply because of unsubstantiated anonymous accusations from 16 years ago. Guilty until proven guilty. And Rumble released the letter. The British government now admits they sent the letter. They sent letters to YouTube, who followed through on it. And so they're silencing him and trying to cut off his money and cut off his voice, so they can then demonize him however they want and roll out some of these women that they've been coaching and preparing and paying off slash or blackmailing. So it's the same formula over and over again. And look how the corporate media, the prostitutes, as Gerald Celente calls them, attacked me and Tucker and Andrew Tate and everybody else and said, you're crazy. Jones claims this is a governmental black op against Russell Brand, and now it's all confirmed I was right. It's all coordinated. It's as plain as the nose on somebody's face. It's as plain as the trunk on a, you know, on the front of an elephant. I mean, this or spots on a leopard. It is the same signature, the same playbook, and now it's confirmed that government, colluding with corporate media, are putting out these fraudulent, obviously false, cooked up allegations, and now they're doing it to the man behind the Sound of Freedom that's bringing to the world's awareness the giant child trafficking. Are you starting to get a clear picture here? And I know how real this is because they tried to do this to me as well, but by the grace of God, they were not able to find the mentally ill person to make up the fact that I abused them or attacked them. And that's because I've not been a major player like somebody like Russell Brand or Julian Assange. But with guys like that who've been with enough women, they can find the people to do it. And or in the case of Trump, just have some woman that had absolutely no proof of anything, and Trump's not even allowed to say he's innocent and has to pay $5 million because a New York jury said he's a bad person for, quote, saying he's innocent, and that it's defamation to say that you are innocent. This is total weaponization. It's being run by the federal government here in the U.S. It's being run by the federal government in the U.K. It's being run by MI6. It's being run by CIA. It's being run by the Justice Department. And this is their playbook. This is their operation. That's why I stand with Russell Brand and Tim Ballard and just everybody else, Julian Assange. The list goes on and on. They tried this on Mike Tyson. In the last few years, it turned out it wasn't true. And nobody's saying Mike Tyson's perfect, but this is a formula where you, quote, have to believe a woman, even though the FBI admits more than half the rape allegations in this country alone have been proven to be false. So why did they do this? Well, Russell Brand is popular with liberals. And Russell Brand was not coming after the globalists from a right-wing perspective. And he was being very, very effective, reaching tens of millions of people a week. He was going on all these different shows and programs and was really exposing their agenda. So as we go out to break, I want to play a few clips of some of the things Russell Brand has said recently that put him on the target list. The good news is people are seeing through this. Most people aren't buying it. And they are trying to destroy Russell Brand and myself and many others to make examples out of us to intimidate you. So the question is, do you think you're going to be safer rolling over to these people, or will you be safer standing up to them? I think you know the answer is stand up to them. Here's a few Russell Brand clips. We'll go to break, come back with some more Russell Brand clips. Then I'm going to get to the Attorney General breaking down, crying, and basically saying he has to save America from Nazis. And that's why he's got to basically turn us into Nazi Germany.
The Democrats, who have been saying that there are rigged elections, problematic machines, problems with voting systems, for a long time now. But who are you going to believe, the mainstream media or your own lying eyes? Let's have a look.
Virginia just stopped using touchscreen computer voting because it's so vulnerable.
Right.
We need to look at all the voting machines. Every Secretary of State needs to be, you know, assisted in making sure that they are not being hacked and attacked.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
For researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
So you don't like the voting machines? What about the Dominion ones?
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
So you see, in microcosm, democracy means we get a mandate for what we want to do anyway. In the event we lose, we complain about the system. The Republicans do it, and plainly, as you just saw, the Democrats do it.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
So the legitimacy of elections and the results of elections is something that's been queried for a long time. Here are voices of the Democrat Party in various settings making the exact same claim.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling this.
It is the individual voting machines that some pose some of the greatest risks.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
So basically, they just say stuff unless they win. Unless they win, they say the problem is the machine. You don't see any more politicians going, listen, we lost fair and square, but ultimately we all love America and we want American people to succeed.
Workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including backdoors.
Backdoors. I think that Dominion.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants. antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Bill Gates epitomizes this trend. I've got no particular thing against Bill Gates, but he does represent a certain mentality. I'll do what I want to do, you do what I want you to do. That's the Bill Gates way. And today, we're going to work out who's contributing more to climate change, you or Bill Gates? Let's see. Bill Gates has shrugged off allegations that he's a hypocrite for climate campaigning while travelling by private jet. In an interview with BBC's Amol Rajan, Gates addressed the accusation by saying he offset his family's carbon footprint and contributes to solutions.
Oh, I didn't realise that. That's cool. Let's have a look.
What do you say to the charge that if you are a climate change campaigner, but you also travel around the world on a private jet, you're a hypocrite?
Well, I, by the gold standard of funding Climeworks to do direct air capture that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint. So, you know, should I stay at home and not come to Kenya and learn about
farming and malaria.
Yeah. You know how you're just making up a reason for why you should be able to do what you want to do? Everyone feels like that. We all feel like we should be able to do what we want to do, and that we make mistakes and we're not perfect, so we try our best to make it up how we can. And guess what? That's what you do as well. So, in a way, you should stop telling us what to do, shouldn't you?
Anyway, I mean, I'm comfortable.
Comfortable with that? I bet you are. 30,000 feet reclining on a beige lazy boy.
With the idea that not only am I not part of the problem by paying for the offsets, but also through the billions that my Breakthrough Energy Group is spending, that I'm part of the solution.
You are part of the solution. He's definitely not part of the problem. He isn't part of the problem when he's making massive donations to the media for favorable reporting. He's not part of the problem when he's funding vaccine organizations and then getting out just before stock prices drop. He's not part of the problem when he's giving billions to the WHO. He's not part of the problem when the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is accruing more money than they spend making a not-for-profit organization. Well, you could say profitable. I'm sure Bill Gates has got some explanation. Maybe he's offsetting that profit in some way by helping us in ways that we're too stupid to understand. But on the surface, it looks like Bill Gates does what he wants, then justifies it afterwards. But I must be too stupid to understand what's really going on. I have energy companies that profit when there's an energy crisis, military industrial complex that profits when it's a war, pharmaceutical companies that profit when there's a pandemic. You're creating the necessity for ongoing crisis.
Yes.
If the elites in the society benefit from situations that are detrimental to everybody else, that's what reality's going to become. That's what
exactly.
Reality has become.
That's such an important point, because that's almost undeniable. And to say that they wouldn't do that because they value human life and morals and ethics over profit, that's never been exhibited. That's not true.
Welcome back to this special Thursday edition of the Alex Jones Show. We've been looking at the private corporations run by BlackRock and its shareholders in control of Western intelligence agencies and dinosaur corporate media, along with the think tanks and big tech, in a concerted effort to surveil and spy on the people of the world and then censor us. And then if being demonized and attacked and censored doesn't work, well, then they move on to the rape allegations and or criminal charges. Again, they're criminally investigating with at least six agencies. Elon Musk, admittedly trying to put him in prison right now. They've indicted Trump. Four separate indictments, 90-plus charges. I'm not going to list all the people they're persecuting. You know about that. But let's talk about one of the kingpins who's helping quarterback this whole operation, because out of all the disgusting players, the ADL and Bill Gates and the WF and the UN and the EU, all concerted, all bragging they're censoring, all bragging they're controlling, at the heart of it is the U.S. Justice Department helping coordinate the censorship and control, not just here, but all over the world. And, of course, we're talking about Merrick Garland, the head of the globalist Justice Department. He was in Congress yesterday. And he was confronted over and over again, we're going to play some of the highlights here in a moment, with the documents that they're censoring and surveilling and going after the American people and saying that conservative Catholics are an extremist terror threat. And he was confronted with the FBI training manuals that are, again, written up by the ADL. The same Justice Department that says white supremacy is the number one crime in America when it's probably the rarest crime in America. The same ADL-run Justice Department that creates the curriculum for U.S. schools, very similar to the curriculum in Europe and Canada, saying that being white is inherently bad, and that being white is some type of crime, that we need reparations, and the same Justice Department then covers up the 20-to-1 black-on-white crime. The same Justice Department that won't let judges charge pedophiles who've been caught repeatedly smuggling children across the U.S.-Mexico border from Mexico to the U.S. The same Justice Department that is literally waging war on the American people and working with Soros to defund the police, and who's working with Soros to help put in their DAs and their prosecutors all over the country so they can let hardcore criminals go free while filling the jails and prisons with the American people. When he was confronted with this, in over 6 hours of testimony, he repeatedly began to break down and pretend to cry and say, listen, I had family that was killed in the Holocaust, and so I would never do these type of things to the American people. But he is doing these type of things to the American people. He's doing many of the exact things the Nazis did, the surveillance, the censorship, the targeting, the political persecution. So here's a few clips of Mr. Garland from yesterday. The good news is the world, not just the American people, are waking up to this, and Congress is beginning to understand just how serious this is. Because remember, it's Garland that's also running the massive censorship and election meddling, and along with the corporate media, they keep it insane. They even charge Trump with questioning the election. They're trying to behave and act like that that's somehow illegal. In fact, in Owen's recommendation for sentencing, remember, the Fed said over and over again, he continues to question the election. So therefore, we want prison time for him. So, Garland can play dumb and hope we're ignorant, but we know what he's doing on a scale of 1 to 10 for tyranny is a 10. So here is Mr. Garland.
The system of justice is clear, and it's clear to the American public, and the buck stops with the man in charge. That man is you. The actions of the DOJ are on you. The decline of Americans' trust in our federal law enforcement is on you. The political weaponization of the DOJ is on you. Attorney General, I need a simple yes or no to the following. Just yes or no, because we don't have much time. Do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists? Yes or no?
Let me answer what you've said in that long list of... I'll be happy to answer all of those.
Attorney General, I control the time. I'm going to ask you to answer the questions I asked.
You controlled time by asking me a substantial number of things. And
I didn't ask you those things. I made a statement. Attorney General, through the chair, I ask you, do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists? Look,
I have no idea what the traditional means here.
Catholics that go to church.
May I answer your question?
Yes or no?
The idea that someone with my family background would discriminate against any religion is so outrageous, so absurd.
Mr. Attorney General, it was your FBI question. That did this. It was your FBI that was sending, and we have the memos, we have the emails, we're sending undercover agents into Catholic churches.
Both I and the director of the FBI have said that we were appalled by that memo.
So then you agree that they're not extremists?
We were appalled by that memo.
Are they extremists or not, Attorney General?
I think that...
Are they extremists or not, Attorney General?
Everything in that memo is appalling.
Are they extremists or not? I'm asking a simple question. Say no if you think that was wrong.
Catholics are not extremists. No.
Was anyone fired for drafting and circulating the anti-Catholic memo?
You have in front of you the inspection division's investigation.
Tell me yes or no, please.
I don't know.
You have no time.
I don't know the answer to that. There's
okay. Do you agree?
Can you tell us about any briefings or discussions that you personally have had with Mr. Weiss regarding any and all federal investigations of Hunter Biden?
I'm going to say again, I promised the Senate that I would not interfere with Mr. Weiss.
So you have not, I'm just, under oath today, your testimony is, you have not had any discussions with Mr. Weiss about this matter?
Under oath, my testimony today is that I promised the Senate I would not.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, you probably should have as part of your hiring policy. So no one held accountable, which was egregious, what happened, you know, in that report. When I read about them, I can't believe it happened in the United States of America. This is my frustration. I'll be honest with you. Then, it's very interesting, you know, regardless what it is, even people in Obama administration raise concerns. You know, how can President Sons be serving on, you know, corrupt Ukrainian oligarchs? Do you understand that it actually can undermine the one Ukrainian effort and policy? I think these concerns were raised. Obama administration didn't do anything about it. These people are dying right now, and Americans don't trust this president. So I want to ask you one thing. You know, I don't need answer because I know you're not going to, but I think you're probably a good American and you care. And a lot of these people are so afraid they cover up this stuff, I think, in your department because they're embarrassed that what we became as a country to say that what our Department of Justice became, that allows Russians to do propaganda in Chinese. It allows them to destabilize our country. That is danger to our republic. It is significant danger. And I have just one more question from you. You know, I mean, I agree on corporate crimes and FISA stuff, even with Democrats, that we need to do a better job. One more question for you. Do you believe that, you know, you talk about rights to vote, but do you believe that only U.S. citizens should be voting in this election and doing anything to make sure that only eligible people vote in elections?
Yes and yes.
Okay, I would like to see that, what you do. Thank you. Yield back.
Merrick Garland, the man who stands in the way of America existing. Merrick Garland, the man who has ordered federal judges to again release all sorts of different criminals who've been caught reentering the United States after committing serious crimes like kidnapping, armed robbery, murder, pedophilia, sex trafficking, who now has instructed the Border Patrol and ICE, along with Mayorkas, who works for him, to dissolve the border completely, with hundreds of thousands a month pouring across from all over the world. Giant caravans every day slamming into Texas, careening into Arizona, spilling over into California. The footage is very similar to what you see in Europe, and the very same non-governmental organizations or NGOs that have run the invasion in Europe are running the invasion of North America. And the longer they stay in power, the harder it's going to be to restabilize the country. As our energy's cut off, as our pipelines are cut off, as our strategic oil reserve is liquidated, as they ban small combustion engines and gas stoves, and now are moving towards banning the main combustion engine in cars. But China and India and Mexico and 160-plus other third-world countries, developing nations that the globalists control, they don't have to make any cuts. In fact, they are massively expanding their coal power plants. Sabotage. I know you know this, but it's important to let it sink in. This is actual total war, total collapse of the Western world by the owners of BlackRock, who then are going to, quote, bail us out with their world currency and their social credit score. But they first have to bring us completely to our knees before they can do that. The times we live in are truly epic. The administrative assault being carried out by the corporate elite to the governments they control against the once free, wealthy, proud nations of the West is historic. The wars they've started aren't just historic, they're incredibly dangerous, the most dangerous wars to ever take place on this planet. All the mainline analysts agree to that. So they claim they're doing all this for stability in the name of peace, but they're conquering us because the general public is still not aware of their master plan, and that each new crisis they create or exacerbate only leads to greater crises and a greater consolidation of their wealth. Look at what happened during the 3 years, the lockdowns, the COVID tyranny. The average billionaire doubled their wealth, while the average person in the West went deep into debt, and over 80 million starved to death in the third world. This is administrative mass murder genocide. It's beyond purposeful neglect. It is a directed operation against humanity. But the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. That's a famous meme. Nobody knows who first said it 20 years ago, but it's been on the web for 20 years. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. And every day we gain ground. So as bad as this information is, and as frightening and out of control as it is, remember, if we simply don't comply and simply stand against their system, it'll be easy to beat. But if they get their central bank digital currency in, if they get their cashless society in, if they get their carbon tax in, if they get their universal basic income in, and are able to fully implode the economy, the average person will be so dependent on them, the globalists believe that they will surrender. And that leads us into a fate worse than death. Total dehumanization, biomedical tyranny, the deep state big pharma taking over our bodies. They're coming for our children. Democrats are all over the news. The same thing in Europe, saying we own your children. Children can consent to sex at age 7. We can put in your children whatever we want. I mean, it's just the total, absolute, complete power grab. As Larry Fink said, we're going to control people through the money and control their behavior. That is slavery. And the very people trying to culturally and racially and spiritually divide us are the greatest threat by magnitudes on this planet today. And they set themselves up as the saviors. They tell us the world, as we know it, is going to end by 2030, so that we have a self-fulfilling prophecy that it's our fault as civilization collapses because of, quote, global warming. Or it's our fault when a virus arrives and kills a bunch of us because they claim it came from the jungle and global warming when it came from their laboratories. That is their pretext for the dystopia they're building, and then they're the saviors supposedly opposing the very policies that they have put into place. This is a very simple political understanding if people could just admit to themselves how evil and ruthless and out of control our enemies are. As we approach the end of the first hour, we've got a lot of breaking news, guests, and information coming up the second, third, and fourth hour. I want to just remind listeners that your word of mouth is critical to bypassing the censorship and the AI grid. you're doing a great job. The globalists are in full panic mode at the UN, the WF. We played the clips. That they're just pulling their hair out, saying that they've got to silence us, they've got to silence you, and that they're losing, because they are losing. Their entire plan has to operate by stealth. And the crises they create have to be blamed on us, not on them. And so that's why this is a life and death situation. Also, please remember that your prayer is beyond critical. And we thank you for your prayer and your word of mouth for the broadcast. And also, we need money to operate. Plus, we have incredibly powerful products that you need. We have the biggest sale so far of the year going right now. 40% off on the trifecta sale with our three best-selling products that are now finally back in stock all together at the same time. DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Real Red Pill Plus. Finally, all three back in stock. Go read the rave reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, done by a third-party site. Listen to the callers and what these products have done for them. If you take just one of these products, it's going to do amazing things for your immune system, your cells, your blood, your body, helping clean you out. Your inflammation, the list goes on and on. But if you take all three of these products together, Real Red Pill Plus, DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, it is a total and complete game changer. I work 16, 17 hours a day. I could not do it without these products, and they fund the operation. So if you've been on the fence and never used them, you should go order them today. All three together, 40% off. Individually, 25% off if you get them. I know a lot of you are reordering it because you already have seen how great these products are. There's a lot of other amazing products that are now finally back in stock as well at InfoWarsStore.com, and we cannot do this without you. A lot of big announcements, a lot of big developments coming up next month in October. We're going on the offense, the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for your past support, but now is the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the trifecta sale. We can only run it for one more week, so again, take action, get these products, experience them, and know that you also are the reason we're still on air, which is a huge thing. If you want to fight, if you want people to fight for you, if you want people to not back down or not give out, then it's literally in your hands, and I thank you for your past support, and I want to thank those that have supported for their support, but I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten a great product to go there today. The trifecta sale is one of the best deals ever. These three products, 40% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. I now hand the baton to soon-to-be political prisoner Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are now back live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And when we come back to start this hour, I'm going to show you the latest news from the southern border. This is pretty unbelievable stuff, except we've been watching this invasion go on since Biden took office. But I think we're starting to see the real agenda. We all assumed that this was coming, but it looks like the Biden administration is going to be moving forward with it. How are the Democrats going to turn Texas blue? They're going to turn 10 million illegal immigrants into citizens and have them vote in Texas.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.